And so you're the roommate, then. Welcome home. Unfortunately, Robin is out right now, so I'm afraid you'll have to settle for my company. Although, considering the circumstances, I think my company would be preferable. I'm gonna have to ask you to hand over your phone. How should I put this? Your roommate isn't who you think they are. No, they're not. But I'm sure after living with them for over a year and a half, you must have picked up on that at some point. Robin is a flighty thing, always asking for more, never keeping their promises. Anyway, this time around, they've gone and pissed off some people they shouldn't have pissed off, so I'm here as motivation for them to get what they say they do done. Now, come, sit down. I'm gonna need that phone now, darling. Can't have you getting in the way and making things more difficult now, can we? And if you refuse, then I'm afraid your roommate is gonna be in even bigger trouble. See, the stipulation for their departure is your safety. I couldn't in good conscience let them take off without having some form of insurance that they'd keep their word. After all, they've gone back on it time and time again, and my boss can only be patient for so long. So, your phone. Please. Preferably whilst I'm asking nicely. Thank you, darling. A lot more cooperative than that roommate of yours, to be sure. Oh, don't worry. You'll get it back once I get word that the money's been dropped off. Now then, what shall we do to occupy ourselves, Ah, yes, that'd probably be a good place to start. You do deserve an explanation, considering the inconvenience. Do you mind? Oh, no. But fine. Do you have any drinks, then? It's quite a long story, and I'd prefer to tell it over a cigarette or a drink. But since the former isn't an option... You're quite good at that. Where do you learn? Bartender and a nightclub. Which one? Ah, I know that one. I actually used to go there a lot before I got saddled up with this job. Thank you, darling. Now, where to begin? Come and sit, darling. I promise I don't bite, only choke. Let's see. Around 2 years ago, Robin got into a bit of trouble, if you will. I can't disclose the nature of that trouble with you, as it's a bit above my pay grade to do so, but needless to say, they borrowed some money from my boss, Mr. Rose, in order to get out of that trouble, on the grounds that they'll pay the money back by year's end, plus interest, of course. Robin kept extending the deadline by making up petty excuses or by running away. They even went as far as to change their name, rather than using that money to pay Mr. Rose back. A complete moron, if you ask me. Well, after a year of silence, Mr. Rose tasked me to track them down, and by coincidence, I found out that they go to the same university as I do. A stroke of luck, by all accounts. Naturally, I reported back to Mr. Rose, and I'm sure you can surmise the rest. And why do you care to know? Curiosity. Haven't you ever heard, darling? Curiosity killed the cat. You do well to remember that. But